The new Secretary of Homeland Security says he faces an unpleasant reality.
We are not going to protect against everything, every moment, every place.
But of course, that's exactly what Michael Chertoff is under pressure to do. His department is supposed to coordinate the defenses of everything from nuclear plants to office towers. Michael Chertoff spoke with Steve about his goals in his first interview as secretary, and we'll hear more of that interview in a moment. First, NPR's Pam Fessler reports on some of the obstacles he faces.
Michael Chertoff got a sobering welcome this month at a congressional hearing. It came from House Republican Zach Wamp of Tennessee.
80% of what you're doing is real good. The other 20% really needs attention soon, and the honeymoon is probably over for all of us.
Over, says Wamp, because taxpayers want accountability. Are the tens of billions of dollars spent on Homeland Security really making the country safer? Chertoff wants to refocus the government's efforts on areas that face the greatest risk of attack, but his explanation drew a wary response from at least one lawmaker who thinks his state might be on the losing end of such a change. Martin Szabo is a Democrat from Minnesota.
Mr. Secretary, I have to tell you, I have very little confidence in that analysis at this point, and I hope we receive information that can increase my comfort level.
And it's not just Democrats resisting changes in the way the government gives out billions of dollars in federal Homeland Security funds. Rural state Republicans say even their communities could be terrorist targets. Lawmakers are also worried about border security and whether Chertoff's department, which was created out of 22 different agencies, is doing all it can. Arizona Republican Jim Colby.
Based on my observations in southern Arizona, Homeland Security is anything but a unified or single agency.
Other lawmakers say the government should be doing more to improve aviation security, that cargo and passengers need better screening. And what about seaports and railroads? Democratic senators, including Joe Biden of Delaware, complained bitterly last week that the administration has done too little.
Since 9/11, we've spent over $20 billion for aviation, and we have spent a total of $420 million on rail.
But for the most part, lawmakers have wished Chertoff well. They know he's got an impossible job. And Chertoff took Congressman Wamp's warning in stride.
Of course, I'm tempted to say I'm disappointed to hear the honeymoon is over and the new groom just showed up.
Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.